Hey everybody, and welcome to Paint It Black Podcast. My name is Pete Berg. Hope everyone had a good week this week. And let's introduce who we got sitting around here today. We got professional podcast sidekick, Mr. Brian Katz.
I do my best.
You're on a couple now.
Yeah, well, I got the sports one going again, and it's more structured this time around.
I listened to it. I enjoyed it.
Well, that one wasn't very structured.
The first one?
Yeah, I kicked Ken out as the host. I was like, he left after 23 minutes, and he came with the weak sauce. I was like, bro, come on. I don't want to host the show. I do all the recording and everything else. I don't want to like write for another show. I was like, all right, whatever.
Available on iTunes with that wonderful endorsement.
No, but the new one's is super sweet. There's a quiz part. There's I take from the other shows a little bit, but we jocked some jocks, and we hate. Sometimes there's not a player
Frag.
Anymore. What? Oh, fact. No, we don't speak ill of the gays like Buck and Libby over here.
I guess we should introduce
Is this
them.
A sports show you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, yawn.
Well, we all know that voice.
The only true sport is auto racing.
And badminton.
Badminton. Fuck you. We got news girl, Jillian.
Feature Real Housewife of Long Island.
Boom! Yummy!
Nice. And we got Hypothetical Lou over there.
What's going on, y'all?
How's it going, Lou?
Going all right, it's fucking another mundane week in life.
You guys are really bringing the energy. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm excited that this show went up a notch with how pro we are when he counted us down silently.
Did the whole Wayne's World?
It's the Wayne's World joke. That's eventually going to get old to everybody.
No,
like,
it's
I keep
not.
Doing it like through every different podcast.
No, what's going to happen is we're going to get too old, and then everyone else younger than us is going to be like, Wayne's World? What the fuck is that?
Moved from
Party time? I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's like me when I start off when we do mic checks, my mic sounds nice. It's funny. We're gonna get old.
That's from the Lonely Island. Yeah. That's not that far back.
Yeah, but eventually.
But we all have our things. Is the point.
Yeah.
Speaking of things, Jillian, news is your thing. So, why don't we kick it off? Do some news stories.
All right. Let's start off with some cross-dressing.
Always a good place to start.
Teen boys wear skirts to school to protest ban on shorts.
Ban on shorts.
Yes.
What's the problem?
Skirts or kilts?
This does taste place.
I mean, what's
the
difference anyway?
But they are wearing skirts. A group of schoolboys have decided to protest an administrative ban on shorts by wearing skirts to class. A heat wave currently washing over the UK has already claimed lives of hundreds. I like how the story turns really serious really quick.
That went dark quick.
Yeah. Naturally, the year 10 boys of Whitchurch High School in Cardiff sought to trade in their school-mandated trousers, for something a bit more weather-appropriate.
Trousers are British pants, right?
Yes.
Right. Was there one
British
person?
Pants.
Was there one person with like a leaf blower so that they could all do the Marilyn?
Or did they all like moon the administration like Braveheart?
Braveheart.
Why don't they just wear shorts? Wouldn't that be the bigger protest?
You'd think so.
Why are you all wearing skirts?
They're like, finally,
we
wear shorts.
No,
dress like
no,
a chick.
Because we were going to protest. We're like, all right, you made shorts illegal, but skirts aren't, so we're going to wear skirts.
And the next day, skirts were illegal.
Well, they never looked back after that free breeze kind of feeling.
Nice cut-off midriff shirts to go with them, little ponytails.
The makeup was taken a bit far.
I'd wear the kilt for the easy access.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I see no problem with the kilt.
Mascara makes my eyes pop like diamonds.
I'm going to try to do my British accent right now. Over the last few days, I've had a few headaches and skin irritations because I'm too hot, said 15-year-old Tyrone Evelyn.
How hot does that have to be in England?
By the way, Tyrone is the most definitely white, because Tyrone's a white person's name in the UK, which makes me laugh.
Yo, how hot does it have to be in England for you to be hot at this point? What is it, like a 73-degree day? Like
a balmy 70.
I'm not familiar with the climate.
It's always,
I thought they were exactly
overcast.
Like
look, we're in New York right now. It's not always the hottest here, but this summer has been fucking nuts.
Well, we're like a third-degree burn from my
We get hotter than Florida, but Florida gets hot longer, like more often.
Yeah, so
but our temperature fucking rocks.
This summer, I'm not putting anything past anywhere. Wear. If they're hot in England, let them wear the fucking shorts.
Like, my testicles have been going extra low this summer.
Mine hit my knees.
Yeah.
But my point is
that the water in the toilet bowl.
As someone who, and Lippy, you're with me, you went to school with a dress code. You had an actual uniform. I had a dress code. Shorts are forbidden.
We had to pay to dress down once a month. Like, we had to pay like $5 just to wear regular clothes.
We weren't even given the option. In fact, the fact that I could wear dress pants to family-style dinner instead of just having to wear a dress or to class was a big move in the feminist movement in 1985 at my school, I think.
Yeah, I burned my bra, too.
I'm kind of happy I went to public school right now.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, the whole outfit thing was awful.
Yeah, and I'm a guy who catches shit probably every day from present company about not wearing shorts.
And you're insane, though. You fucking wear jeans like 100 degrees out.
Who gives a fuck?
Your legs.
Me?
They're fine.
I do.
No, they're
it
not.
It doesn't
they're
bother me.
For you desperately to fucking let them breathe.
Yeah, all right. You carry around a lot more mass than I do. I'm a pretty slight guy. My legs don't really get hot.
Regardless, does it make your legs hot?
No.
On Pete's side, jeans do prevent you from chafing.
Very much so.
I'm not worried about chafing. I'm worried about my sweating through my fucking jeans.
Not a drop.
He's going to have a pee spot, it's going to look like.
Yo, I just want to mention that you are kilt away from looking like Hot Rod Roddy Piper.
You are.
Yeah, I guess describe it. I'm in a white and red ring t-shirt.
Yeah.
So
very retro.
I would rock that kilt.
Oh, wait. I can take a picture of it and tweet it. Hold on.
Oh, man.
Tweet.
So what was the result of this?
So the boys had to sneak in to school first, you know, wearing their trousers, and then went to the boys' room and changed
into
their skirts.
Let's reenact that part. Like, all right, lads, get rid of the pantaloons.
Someone for us to drop our trousers and show them what we got.
Let's put on the bloomers.
So while the girls are leaving to go put on extra mascara and blue eyeshadow, they're doing in the UK now, the boys are going over to cross-dress, and they showed up back in class wearing the skirts and were called to the headmaster's office.
Masturbators.
Headmaster.
Where they're told probably to put your trousers back on, which I'm sure is not the first time that was ever uttered in that man's office.
They went there? They went to the office?
Yeah, the headmaster's office.
You know, there was one group, one guy named, like, Phil out of their group that, like, he came in uniform and everything. They're like, what are you doing? You're not following protocol.
I'm just comfortable.
Yeah, just comfortable.
I just lose my legs, bro.
So the boys have been told that they had to put the trousers back on, despite the fact that they did follow the handbook accordingly. The skirt is within dress code, but you know what it meant.
And being pussy-ass British, they listened.
They did.
Right then. Pants back on, boys.
Lots of fun.
That was a
back to normal.
That was a mighty good row now, wasn't it?
Good for you, but if you want any shots at Eton, you'll put your pants back on.
Please, sir, can I have some more?
We definitely don't have any listeners in Europe.
No. Let's go get a spot of tea.
But I'm Slytherin, damn it!
Even though it is like 1,000 degrees out there, tea is the main drink.
We'll get an iced tea.
I don't know if they know what iced tea is.
They don't ice their tea.
A cup of tea.
They're tea like naturalists. That is
tea purists.
Yeah, tea purists.
All right, so was there any repercussion for these kids?
No, they're just told to put the pants back on. All
right.
They did it.
All right, let's move it on to the next one then.
Bitches.
I know, it would have ended, if it ended in a shootout, I've been like, let's keep rolling here. But
okay, next one. Nightmare come to life. Texas woman thrown off roller coaster.
Oh, that's the one I was talking about.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now by thrown off, you don't mean physically removed by an employee.
No.
You mean whipped.
No, and by the way,
catapulted, slingshotted.
I'm in my 30s now, and I still don't have a driver's license, but at the age of 15, Six Flags Great Adventure New Jersey allowed me to operate roller coasters and flat machinery.
Did you ever send anybody flying?
No, I'm not that stupid, but apparently some people are in Texas.
Are you still going British?
Yes, I can't get out of this character. Somebody
Let's just
help
do the
me.
Whole thing in British accents.
All right, then.
British Hulk.
All right.
Dreadfully sorry.
All right, hold on, let me shake up the rest. Okay.
Hulk smash.
A woman who told a park employee she didn't feel secure in her seat before a ride at Six Flags in Arlington, Texas, fell to her death on Friday after being thrown off a roller coaster.
Stop being such a baby. You'll be all
right. Serves her right for listening to like some 16-year-old stoned park employee.
I know, right?
And she was probably really small, you know? Actually, like she didn't like meet the qualifications of 3-4 feet.
No, she might have been that, maybe that height thing, but it was more of the... What I saw in the picture was more of a girth.
Anorexic?
No, it was a girth situation where
I never
you push down
situation.
And you click and you kind of push down a little bit harder. And you're like, I don't mean to hurt you, miss, but if you want to stay on this ride, I'm going to.
If you don't want to die.
Jam this into your gut and boobs.
So was this a big fat lady?
Do we
know? It was?
Yes, I saw the picture.
How far did she fly?
Okay, wait.
Or bounce.
I remember I was at Six Flags once and they're on Batman Robin the Ride and you're doing the countdown from 10. And like around 7, like my thing just went. Like decompressed with like, went up automatically,
and the thing lifted.
I was like, ah! And jumped on the fucking ride. I was like,
you have that? Ever have that person on the ride where they do the countdown and like by like 5, 4, one person's like, wait, let me up.
Boom!
Everyone's like, ah!
I think every time I've ever been on a coaster, somebody does that move.
You have the one person crying. Shut up, Grandma!
No, that did not happen for poor Rosie Esparza. Yeah,
Rosie
Esparza.
The Cannonball Esparza.
But she's Hispanic?
They were trying to launch her across the border.
So that I'm talking Hispanic big here. She was big.
Like, she was short and big.
Like, not taco, but like chimichanga, like fried burrito.
She was riding the Texas Giant roller coaster with her two children.
That's a very good name for that ride.
Well, that's a lie right there. If she's Spanish, it's got to be like four or five children.
With her two children when she fell to her death after the coaster took a turn. As the coaster ended its ride, her daughter and son screamed, my mom, first of all, they speak English.
Mi madre,
thank you. Let us out. We need to get her. Get her. Ayúdame.
This is taking a turn for the heartbreaking when it's the children screaming for their dead mom.
She has our green cards.
Not in my head. There's a laugh factory going on.
But no, this is where...
Did the Japanese make the name of that ride?
No.
Big Texas Fun Ride!
Please, wait. This is where it gets really horrible. This is how the news broke. Quote, unquote, literally just witnessed someone fly off the Texas Giant two seats in front of me. Another passenger on the coaster.
They tweeted it?
Tweeted.
Oh, my shit. God. I gotta Twitter this.
More.
Hashtag LOL.
Hashtag Chris Platt.
Restraint came undone. Coaster turned and she was gone.
Hashtag wave your arms, you just don't care.
Best ride ever.
Someone was just like, is it me or does this ride feel lighter?
We're moving a little faster now.
Another passenger on the ride reported to the Dallas Morning News that Esparza had told employees she did not feel securely strapped in her seat. He was basically nonchalant, the passenger said. He was like, as long as you heard a click, you're fine.
Again, 16-year-old stoned employee.
Yeah.
Hers was the only one that went down once and she didn't feel safe, but they let her still get on the ride.
They should definitely have like a weight limit or like a waist size limit, you know, to these rides.
The more you know.
No. If you're over 200 pounds or under 100 pounds, do not go on these rides.
I'm over 200 pounds.
Yeah. I've been on those rides.
All right. You're like muscle.
No. You guys are compact. Morbidly obese like these people who...
I meant like Ursula from Little Mermaid.
Over 200 pounds of fluff.
Of fluff. Of yeah. Nothing but just...
Marshmallow.
Ursula marshmallow from Little Mermaid. Fluff,
exactly. I remember, what was that that ride where like locks into your cock? Like on...
like any Superman ride.
No.
It's ride.
Just that. It's not it's near a harness. It's like you kind of free fall a little bit.
It's just a tube and it just attaches.
No, it's
like
a roller coaster. It's a roller coaster. It's at the Jersey one. Oh, I can't believe I forgot the
Rolling Thunder? That's a bar.
Nitro?
Is it Nitro?
The yellow one?
Yeah.
Nitro. Oh, I would not go on Nitro.
I remember
Nitro.
That ride being fun. Like the most uncomfortable ride I've ever had.
It doesn't go upside down.
I know, but it's like they lock you in by your groin.
It's still holding you in by your junk.
It's like a fucking like.
Can you just give me a bar or a strap or something? Like, do I have to get locked in by my dick?
Listen, I'm not a tiny girl. I'm not a fat girl either, but I'm just saying Rolling Thunder. That doesn't loop, thank God, but that's just a bar.
I love Rolling Thunder. Rolling Thunder. El Toro, man. El Toro is like Rolling Thunder on steroids.
Rolling Thunder
if you
is
go
like,
upside down, I want more than a bar. I want a fucking harness and a bar.
Rolling Thunder was made in like 1898, bro. It sways when the ride goes. Oh, it's the scariest fucking ride in the park.
I used to walk underneath it.
The bolts are new, great. The wood is the same age as it was when it was made.
I used to walk underneath it to get a shortcut to the rods.
That's a
I used
certain
to
way
operate,
to die.
And bolts sometimes would come flying off. And that there goes another
that
one.
That happened at Six Flags, too. Some guy went to grab his hat, and all of a sudden the roller coaster came and fucking took his head off.
Someone punted his face off.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. Mm-hmm. Took his whole head off.
Again, stupid people.
It's good.
One less dumbass breathing my good air.
Yeah, I got to get my Coors Light hat.
Pretty sure you gotta say more. Like, I gotta get my Coors Light hat.
My Dale Earnhardt.
God damn it.
So, woman dead, Chris flatted. Mm-hmm. Was she launched or did she just fall off?
I think
off
she just
it?
Fell.
It took a turn and yeah. She came out.
And she was just like, nah.
So, I was imagining a loop. Because that's always been my nightmare. A loop and falling out from the
you
loop.
You get held in pretty well when you loop from the G-force.
Oh, Lippy, can you make the sound for me of when Goofy falls off a cliff?
Like, ah!
That's the one.
That's what I was thinking, you know? Like, maybe, like...
How do you say that in Spanish?
La ha ha hoy!
El ha ha hoy!
Ay de mi! Yeah.
That's
exactly
Ayúdame!
That's exactly how I pictured it. And then maybe when she Chris splats, like a...
Mama! Oh, God, it got dark again!
It's really kids.
All okay. The kids are like, there's salsa on the floor.
Now, okay, here's the thing, though.
They turn into guacamole.
While these children...
The Italians made it the way
they... They were just watching it.
While these children did see... And by the way, it could be teenagers, I don't know. While these children saw their mother plunge to her death, I'm sure they're in for a sweet, sweet payoff from Six Flags.
Yeah, right.
Six we'll give you 1,000
like,
pesos.
Yeah.
Don't fall for kids. You want 45 million.
We won't.
That's the only thing that will console
you. You don't get shit. You don't have green cards. Hashtag LOL.
You ever watch like, Dr.
I like the hashtagging of everything.
You ever watch that Dr. Steve Rule? He's like, guacamole.
Guacamole.
He's like, turn him to guacamole.
So, all right. So we got two dead woman and a couple kids. And we're all finding it very funny.
They gave her any prize they wanted from any of the mini games they have.
Pikachu! I want Pikachu!
Head fell off.
a basketball from the Seattle Supersonics.
Or like a little one of those, like an already dead goldfish in a bowl.
Swing sideways.
Yeah. Hey, it's to memorialize your mother.
Give her one
it
of those
died at the same
ones.
Time she did. Yeah. The exact same way, ironically.
They gave them fast passes to the next ride.
And a handful of tickets.
No, okay.
All right, next story, Joe.
Tennessee man allegedly stole human ashes, believing they were cocaine.
Well, I mean, it's a dry county where they make fucking whiskey, so
I wonder where this one's going.
Do you think if I snort it, I'll get high?
he went like achoo, yeah. And like everything went everywhere.
Poof. This is some really lousy shit.
Was this fucking Mulberry and Curry still in the fucking achoo?
Somewhere high in a palm tree, nestled amongst the coconuts, Keith Richard approves. William Billy.
Okay, wait. Who wrote this?
Gawker.
Keith Richards.
One of the people in Gawker. I'm sorry, I don't have the author here.
Jay Leno.
I'm just like, shut up with that language.
Oh, I enjoy the essays on Gawker.
Not you, Jill, but whoever wrote that. Like, stop. Tell me what happened.
William Billy Cantrell was arrested this week after allegedly stealing a box of ashes that his family says he probably believed to be cocaine. William thought it was drugs. He thought he'd done found him a box of cocaine.
What is he?
That's a direct quote.
Oh, yeah. Getting sucked off by an angel.
Is he like colorblind or something? Can't tell what gray.
No,
from
read that sentence one more time.
Quote. William thought it was drugs. He thought he'd done found himself a box of cocaine. Is he thought?
Oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel.
Billy's
he
grandmother
done
wanted.
Thought he got a box of cocaine.
Billy's grandmother
drinking a little too much
wanted,
shine.
This is Billy's grandmother, Wanda Allen, told News Channel 5. The 28-year-old Tennessee man allegedly stole the ashes and an Xbox from his neighbor and brought the goods.
Quick, get the urn in the Xbox.
Oh, no, this guy thought he was having himself a party all night.
He brought it to his grandmother's house. The ashes were the remains of his neighbor's mother.
Let's
like, if I can't fuck her, I'll snort her.
Let's figure this out. Did he ingest the ashes?
Yeah, I want to know that.
The person came home and was like, oh no, my mother's urn, my cocaine was in there.
He fucking put that shit into a cup and mixed it like quick.
Yeah, like Cartman.
Yeah.
Well, it appears that Billy did not get around to snorting the neighbor's mother. According to the grandmother, there was still the piece of paper taped over the top of the urn with
the security
birth
tape.
Date and the end date of life.
Gotcha.
There. So it
okay.
hadn't been broken. So obviously, unless Billy has magical powers like Bill on True Blood, he did not snort.
If seal is broken, evidence has been tampered with.
Exactly.
Right. So he didn't actually get to it.
No, he didn't.
This is the seal of freshness.
But he was super excited when he found that urn.
And an Xbox. He had a party planned out.
Friday afternoon.
Call of Duty and cocaine.
It's like 48 hours of Call of Duty.
Come on.
Let's do this thing.
That's Pete D's regular day.
Yeah, but he doesn't need cocaine to do that.
No, he used to.
He's just sloth-like.
Now, I like to point out with this story, and I didn't click on all of them, there are a bunch of related stories, because apparently this is much like the way we go around fucking our neighbors'
ashes.
Rafts and
well,
horses.
When we get to stupid people, I got some similar stuff.
Yeah, this is
just news,
a thread.
People. Just news.
This is news. We haven't even got to stupid people yet.
I think we're ready for that, now. I'm out of news. I got no more news.
It's our news stories? All right. Let's cue up a little stupid people.
Stupid people.
Okay. Well, this one's been beaten to death, but I felt I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about it in some respect, because it involves racism and stupid people and all the fun stuff that we like. And that's, of course, the Asiana flight that went down. Terrible story, but the KTVU in San Francisco, a news station there, received a report, and you probably heard this before. I just love this so much. They received the names of the pilots from, quote, a credible source. It was not a credible source. And they read these on air. So here's the exact quote. We have new information on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Something Wong, Wee Too Low,
Something Wong,
Ho Lee Fook, and Bang Ding Ow.
Your news source is a bunch of... Their source was a group of four 12-year-olds at a slumber party.
Again, 16-year-olds stoned.
I don't want to go beating this story to death because it's been told a million times. But one more time, that's Something Wong, Wee Too Low, Ho Lee Fook, and Bang Ding Ow.
Nothing to do with the names. Like, since it's a Chinese flight, does that mean they're, like, serving egg rolls and shit, like, as they're, like, food?
I think you're missing the point here.
Air General Seymour Butts has grounded all flights from now on.
General Sal. Captain General Sal.
Apparently, they received this information from an intern.
From a high
school. Exactly what you think. Some jackassy intern.
From a high school payphone.
Yeah. And they ran with the story in order to get the scoop. So, of course, the intern's been fired. Now they're being sued by the airline because what's more damaging, a horrific plane crash or four fake funny names?
Oh, God.
So, all right, we're going to move on from that.
That's Flight 800 conspiracy. It was shot by a missile.
Let's do a local one. You guys want a local one?
Love local
stuff. I'm doing this because it's local. You really got to watch the video of this. It's on YouTube. This happened at Chuck E. Cheese in Commack, New York.
Really?
Not, you know, 15 minutes
I
from here.
I had, like, my, like, fifth birthday party there.
Yeah. It's
I've played many a video games at that Chuck E. Cheese.
So you should watch this video. Adults brawl at Long Island Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, I knew it was a fist fight.
Yep. Chaos erupted at a Commack Chuck E. Cheese over claims of a stolen purse. In cell phone video of the incident, a woman can be seen fighting while holding a baby.
That only makes it funnier because it's a Jewish town.
Yes.
Like, ah, my pennies!
I watched this video. I'll tell you one thing. Not a lot of Jews in that video.
No.
What color were they?
I'm not pointing any fingers here. But they were heavy-set ladies of color. What? While holding children... throwing haymakers.
Look, I mean,
I gotta see this video.
They must have big ass titties. You know, too, that goes with the stereotype.
They got big ass everything. They got big ass everything.
I'm gonna say that the odds were against it being anyone else. Really?
Well, we're not racist here.
Well, Commack. Said Commack.
This racism is killing me.
Now, what makes it extra funny is while this woman is holding her child, who's got to be what, two?
Yeah.
Lou, you saw this. Younger than definitely. Two. Mm-hmm. She's punching the other woman in the face while the little animatronic robots sing happy birthday in the background.
Yeah.
Then the employees come over and start restraining everybody. This woman makes a beeline for the door, gets outside, runs back in after she realizes.
Get the hell out of there!
But she runs back inside when she realizes, whoops, forgot the kid.
I got as far as typing in CHU, and it's like, Chuck E. Cheese Brawl.
Yep. Now, there was another Chuck E. Cheese Brawl, I believe, in Florida recently. So make sure you look up the Long Island one.
Did the it says Chuck E. Cheese Brawl, Baby Starts Brawl.
Baby Starts. Oh, well, I don't know if that baby started it. Pretty much what happened here was somebody accused this woman of taking some shit from her purse, which she reacted in the normal human way of going, no, of course not. No, she started throwing punches like an asshole.
No, let me get my baby and start throwing some right hooks.
Exactly.
Throwing haymakers.
He's holding his fucking kid. Like,
oh, they're brawling while they're holding the kid.
While they're holding
the babies.
Right.
Because they want the children to learn how to fight. You know, that's how you show them. All
right, so show me.
Oh. I thought he wanted to
the audio is not much for a podcast.
Right.
Well, a whole bunch of people going nuts in the background.
But you'll pretty much see the woman in question. She's the one with the child.
I literally just saw a magical cloud of weed smoke go by that window.
All right, I see.
And there's one sole figure outside. Okay,
they're really beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah, did you get to the part where she leaves?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's coming. All right, we'll move on while you watch
it's
that.
It's coming.
Gross.
Boom! Yummy!
I got a bunch here.
That was fun when the animatronic things in the background did that. Boom! Yummy! Like Chuck E. Cheese himself goes gay.
All right. I got a whole bunch here. I don't know which one to go to next. Let's go to this one. Let's do Jersey Joe's Pizzeria in San Diego, California. This one became kind of a viral thing after a photograph of the owner of Jersey Joe's Pizzeria, Jersey Joe himself, masturbating in the kitchen right next to the dough.
The secret sauce. No, it was the secret sauce.
Was he doing it to get off on it? Like, was
yo,
he
this
like...
chick's ass looks like a bunch of pizza dough.
Was he doing it to get, like, to do actually come in his... though?
Like, no, no. It's only a still photo.
You remember that and dentist was
it's his nonstick
semen.
Coating.
It looks like he's sitting at a computer that just happens to be in the back room.
So Lippy could definitely like sympathize with him.
Yeah, Lippy, you're going to be on this guy's side as a classic work.
You can't. I mean, that dough is pretty mushy. It looks pretty good. I mean, you could mold it to look like two sets of boobies and then put two pepperonis on it as areolas. And then like
I love big nipples.
If you wanted to be a little ethnic, put some black olives on it.
Lippy's like, I got to go now.
Yeah. I want some pizza.
I'm headed
like
down
pizza
to Giuseppe's.
I'm in favorite. Shock.
So this guy, of course, he's denying that it's him. He says that it's, he's blaming it on
pepperoni.
Let's go to the tail of the tape, sir.
Yeah, exactly. He's blaming this photo that it was doctored in some way by some disgruntled ex.
Some radical genius fucking film editor did that to fucking make him look like he was jerking off.
That's what he's claiming. But what made me laugh was more the online community reacting, specifically through Yelp comments.
You guys, yes, Yelp is a review site. It's great.
Where certain reviews write, the white cheese pizza had an odd taste. But 5 stars for such a relaxed gentleman assisting me.
Mm-hmm. Thursday specials is sausage pizza.
I can't find the other one. There was another one that was even better. It was like, the sauce is a bit nutty.
But I think the photo
is that why
is
your pizza,
from
is that why your pizzeria has the sweet sauce?
It tastes like someone came on this pizza.
Tastes delicious.
This is cum.
Did someone blow a load in this pie?
Sicilian.
Right, he didn't
He's
have the tact to mix it in. It was just like a fucking snot rocket looking all over goober right on top.
It's cheese.
Cheese.
Eat it.
Liquid cheese.
It's cheese.
No, this is me.
Ricotta.
He's most definitely Northern Italian. Not Sicilian. This guy was Northern Italian.
This man
Jillian,
ate a lot
the
of pork.
You like a fine wine taster of cum?
She only gargles
Eastern European descent
into the bucket.
Just drinking a nice young Beaujolais with the boy.
Going to turn the pizza into a thin crust at that point?
What?
I don't know. I figured the yeast, oh, no. Actually, it would get extra fluffy because there's sugar in it, so the yeast would be eaten.
Stop getting scientific on this.
Let's just break down jizz.
First generation American.
It's good protein.
Raised in New Jersey.
We're going to move on.
Right. Like the taste is territorial.
All right. Let's go back to more shitty parents.
Like smells like fig tanner and like, fucking exercise.
I like the chicks fighting in Chuck E. Cheese better.
Well, this is along the same lines. No fight involved here, but also this one takes us to Florida. No shock there.
It's like Florida and Texas where everything happens.
When you were kids and, you know, your parents had to run a quick errand and you stayed in the car, right? A couple minutes at most.
Mm-hmm.
We got a woman here, Brittany Nicole Harris, who left her kids in the car in South Florida where it's a little warm. A 3- and 5-year-old to go attend a little Wayne concert.
She's like, but I cracked the windows.
6-foot, 7-foot, 8-foot punch.
So yeah, left 2 fucking kids in a hot car, and it was arrested with 2 counts of child neglect. Later released on a $20,000 bail.
That's it.
And of course,
you know, she'll never
the
afford
child
that.
welfare workers took the kids.
Didn't the guy fucking the tire get like 60,000? Oh, no, 2 fat people that were fucking in the park got 60,000, right?
Yep.
Or 30,000.
Yeah, but they were gross.
Yo,
so the fuck what? She left her children in Miami
children.
In a motherfucking car.
In Connecticut, if you piss on the side of the road or something like that and they catch you, you have to register as a sex offender.
Yeah, it's indecent exposure.
I only know this because I was pissing on the side of the road in Connecticut. And
you are a sex offender.
Now he has to go knocking
same
on doors.
I'm a little red dot somewhere in the Connecticut region.
Same thing in Texas, actually, too. If you just flash someone, even if it's your tits, which, by the way, who hates seeing tits?
I thought they're on their license plate.
Registered sex offender.
Even
not me, by
like
the way. It wasn't
tits.
Me.
I thought the Texas license plate was like, welcome to Texas, show us your titties.
Nope. Not unless you want to be a registered sex offender, sweetheart.
I only
know this because they were taking pictures of me, and I was like, yeah, that's funny, post it. And then I was like, wait a minute, that might be illegal. And then I read about it, and I was like, fuck, you're a fucking rapist if you piss on the road.
So Lippy's peeing on the side of the road, he gets a red dot. Meanwhile, in New York, he's sleeping in his beds at work, and he's jerking off at the office, and nobody's stopping him.
Oh, my
pizza,
God.
On the pizza.
Stopping him.
People are like, can you keep the jerking off to the home? Like, is that impossible?
Yeah, I don't even use my little mini vibrator in my workplace.
A
I
bullet?
Save it for home. I save it at home.
What's so hard about waiting?
Yeah, just leave it for home.
It's like, oh my God.
It makes it a little better.
Yeah.
I'll go a week just because it's that much better.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah.
He likes the volume when he does a week.
If I go a week without busting my nut, I'm an asshole. I'm a fucking rageaholic, bent up aggression. Just need to fucking get it out.
When you bust the load, it must like be like a dry cough. It's like nothing. It's powdered.
No need for tissues.
I've been on a spree this weekend. I forgot how long it's been. Wow! Oh my God! How did I forget this existed? You know, it's awesome.
Everyone's had that day of like, I'm home alone.
Whoa!
Make a little cereal bowl of.
Kevin Hart was just talking about that, where he's like, "Girls, ladies, when we leave, it's party time." He's like, "We do everything to convince you that we're concerned, that we want to be with you. Like, hey, don't go. I want to stay with you. Then when you leave, I'm beating off on everything. Yeah. It's party time."
When I lived with my ex, like. The car didn't even leave the driveway yet. My pants were off. Yeah.
No, at least you can put on a show of don't leave them. Like, go with your friends. I got asked. Take everyone out of the house. Go now. Because I start speaking in tongues and shit and can't, like, keep it to myself. So take everyone out of this house. I'm about to rock it.
Well, the. I think that puts a nice button on that conversation. Let's do my next one. My other favorite type of person is, of course, the criminal who likes to talk about their crimes on Facebook or social media.
Oh, because that works.
Facebook's queen of tax fraud, in quotes,
stole a candy bar.
Gets 21 years in prison. I love this story.
Oh, wait. I remember hearing about that. Was this the come and get me, bitch?
I'm going to read it.
Wait, what'd she do?
Go.
The self-proclaimed, quote, queen of tax fraud, who brazenly taunted police on Facebook, has been sentenced to 21 years in prison for tax fraud.
I'm rich!
Save that for the next paragraph here. Rashia Wilson, a 27-year-old mother of three in, I'm going to mess this up, Weemauma, Florida. That's a lot of vowels.
Weemauma.
Weemauma.
Where's that word?
Right there.
Weemauma.
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 We'll call it Tampa Bay.
So Rashia Wilson may have been a braggart, but she wasn't exactly lying. Wilson's sharp eye for the con saw her. This is written weird.
Sharp eye for the con.
Yeah, sharp eye for the con saw her rise to the very top of a Tampa tax fraud boom in the late 2000s.
Tampa, high five.
Over just 3 years, she and her boyfriend defrauded the IRS of at least $3 million with bogus tax returns, funded a lavish lifestyle that included $10,000 on her youngest son's birthday party, a $90,000 car, and a necklace that spelled out her name in jewels.
I'm rich!
That's better. Court affidavits show how Wilson brazenly taunted authorities on Facebook even as they were zeroing in on her operations.
King Kong ain't got nothing on me!
Wait, doesn't now, she tweet something?
Here it is. I'm going to read this quote.
It's
this
a
is
tweet.
Her Facebook post.
Wasn't it a tweet?
It's a Facebook post along with a picture of her decked out in the necklace with her name, made of diamonds, and flashing wads of cash. And
it says here you report an annual $18,000 a year.
You work at Taco Bell.
Okay. Can you explain how you've acquired these things?
I'm going to read this the best I can.
I'm going to read this?
It's going to be hard because there's a lot of non-words and abbreviations. It's basically written like a stupid person wrote it. So ready?
Go.
I'm Rashia, the queen of IRS tax fraud. I'm a millionaire for the record, so if you think indicting me will be easy, it won't. I promise you. You need more than black and white to hold me down, and that's to the rat who went and told. As if First Lady don't have the TPD under her spell. I run Tampa.
That's how she actually said that in real life.
Tampa Police Department.
Yes. Okay, and if you...
Toilet paper police
to
department.
Anybody,
what the fuck's the black and white?
I don't know.
Black and white cars?
Cop cars.
Yeah,
cop cars. The black and white. So in the black and
white. We live in Long Island. This is just a blue and white.
Here's the thing, though. Anybody
the black
who's
and white
not
do a drive-by? Come on.
Anybody who's not an elected official of some sort who goes, I run this anything.
Oh.
Fucking arrest them.
Lonely Island, remember?
Oh, I run New York. Yeah.
There was a huge medical marijuana guy in California way back when, and he was like high up there, still legit. And then he came out with a song called Fuck the DEA. And they totally busted him after
and
that.
DEA went,
tax
fuck
fraud,
me,
all that shit.
Fuck you. Yeah. Fuck me. Fuck you. I'm DEA.
It's like, oh,
if
it's
you're rich, just play it low key. Keep your money.
If you're a fucking criminal, don't go on Facebook and give details and admit to everything.
I don't know if it's the same story.
How stupid are you?
I don't know if it's the same story, but I should find, but there was one where someone who tweeted, come and get me. Like, come and find me.
Oh, this is probably the same story.
I'm
going
to do the same shit, but flash Monopoly money.
But no,
this was an example of one.
There's another story, which is more highbrow, which was picked up by Business Week, where it was an ex-Tiffany's employee who embezzled millions of dollars worth of diamonds. Millions. And her excuse for when they finally called her on it when she was an accent employee, like, hey, where's all that jewelry you checked out? Oh, I left it in a white envelope in my office. It's totally there.
I snorted
there.
It along that, with
that's
the dead
where
body.
You put millions of dollars of jewelry in a white envelope when you leave your Cartier Tiffany employer.
Wasn't me.
So let's go into her punishments here.
Yes.
I'll just finish reading it.
Ass rape by
After Wilson pleaded guilty to identity theft and wire fraud on July 16th, her legal team urged leniency, saying her rough childhood as the daughter of a crack addict left her with bipolar disorder.
Boo!
You can't see it.
I'm shocked that, like, tax fraud, you can make that much money. I'm just shocked.
Now, remember how much bravado was in that? That
I run this joint.
I run Tampa.
King Kong.
I'm not going to say names, but I have a friend whose family works for the IRS, and they literally make like over 100K a year, like frauding this fucking IRS.
Well, there's been some shit going down in the IRS lately.
Don't throw anybody under the bus here. You know better than this lady.
Snitch.
First name Stefan, not last name Herman.
Okay. But this I found satisfying that... After she was ordered to spend the next two decades of her life in prison, the judge forbade her from even hugging her children, and she broke down in tears. Normally, I'd be like, aw, but in this case, I'm like, you run shit, bitch! You run shit! Enjoy being in jail till your 40s!
Run that shit!
Exactly, you're gonna be almost 50 when you get out. Run that, bitch! Oh, they're going to need more than black and white to hold you down, and that's to the rat.
It's
wet and told.
It's called
nothing. You've got nothing! Nothing!
You just need orange to hold you down, bitch. Orange is the new black.
I don't know. I beat off to that story. I was like, oh, fuck yeah. You cunt.
Pete, you should do that again to the fucking Price of Admission music.
Maybe I will, Lou. Maybe I will. All right. One more stupid person to get through. And this kind of weirdly ties into Jillian's news story. We're going to back to Florida to Zephyrhillis, Florida. I hope
sounds
I'm
like
saying
an
that
sounds like
one
they
right.
make seltzer there or something.
Or a Zephyr, not maybe Zephyrhills.
I may have
put an I in there.
I like a Zephyrhillis, please.
She caught the Zephyrhillis.
We make, poor the, girl. The, how long she had.
The town only makes products for old people.
Well, this guy, Elvis Prechtl. Prechtl.
Elvis Prechtl, everyone. To Elvis, stage Elvis Prechtl.
Elvis Prechtl.
Has left the building.
Is accused of stealing items from his ex-girlfriend's home, having a beer, having a shave, and then dumping the ashes of her dead father into the toilet and bathtub.
Fuck you, bitch.
This isn't so much a stupid person.
Sometimes this shit gets real.
I think this is like just... dickhead of the week.
No, that's what she do to deserve that though.
Does not say.
She probably for somebody to come in there and cold calculated, have a shave, have a beer, and then dump the ashes of her father down the toilet.
The story goes,
payback's a bitch, bitch.
These two lived together for a little while.
It's like, this isn't coke.
And every time they would get into a fight, his go to was, "I'm gonna do something to those ashes. I'm gonna throw those ashes."
No,
out.
No, he is not the villain here. He is the hero of the story.
What did she do? What did she say? What did she do?
It doesn't say what she did.
Let's all guess. This, Lou, can I take over your spot for a second?
Hypothetically,
like, let's just guess. It's not quite hypothetical. What do you think she did that he finally did something to those ashes?
I'm gonna let Brian start this one.
Put his hand in a cup of warm water while he was sleeping.
It's a 12-year-old
that
sleepover.
Hag.
Brian, what did she do?
Two things. One was she asked him how to turn on the motherfucking DVD player one last time.
Can you set the clock too?
And the second part of that is that she was when she said something to him about 3 months ago and says, "I told you this 3 months ago," and he told her, "Well, if you say that to me one last time, I'm gonna dump your father's ass in the motherfucking toilet." It was a combination. It could be neither one of those.
I told you that like a week ago. Bam, in the toilet.
Well, I know exactly when I told you I'd dump those ashes down the toilet.
There was a little sound coming from the toilet going, "I'm free."
It was several minutes ago. I'm going to have a beer and a shave, and I'm going to get to that.
Somehow, the story seems to have hit close to home now.
No, I just know what would drive a guy to do something like that. It's
stop
just,
leaving your socks on the floor.
Not like that. I guess I'm like, all right, don't be tidy. But it's like, yo. Babe, how do you turn on the computer, or like how do you what's an HDMI cord?
I knew he was gonna bring that up.
Oh, my favorite question that I got.
Why do you always turn left at this light instead of going straight?
But I don't know what a Manolo Blahnik is, but like that's a big fucking deal in my life.
Hey, But yet, I've explained to you how to turn on the fucking Netflix up through the Xbox 900 times.
Here's my question.
I totally know how to do that.
It's a little off subject. Here's my question to this woman. As part of, I don't get some aspects of your life where, like, with shoes or hair or whatever, right? But how do you not know how to work something that you live next to all, like, every day of your life?
Because I don't use it.
The television you watch every day.
Yeah, but I don't use the Xbox or the PlayStation
you
every day.
You do use it. You just have me set it up.
Like, you know, here's the fun thing. I either only know do one of the two things at a time. I either know how to use the Xbox or the PlayStation. I don't know how to use either one at the same time.
My girl's pretty good with Netflix on the Xbox.
More ironically, though, like, even weirder is, and I can only speak for my relationships, It's not that hard to figure out. What's stopping you?
The big button
why do
in
you
the
take,
middle.
Not take 5 minutes to
no,
figure
I'll
it out? Why do you have to call me 30 times
no, I will
every
tell
time you,
you
want to watch whatever dreary shit you're putting onto my Netflix
I will
queue.
Tell you why I don't call you when I want to watch Downton Abbey on PlayStation. Because last time I fucked around with something, or the past three times, I've quote-unquote broken it.
Oh, man, she fucked my stereo system up so bad. She hit some setting where
the center speaker didn't
put out... The volume anymore.
And then I get judged for not having more than three pairs of shoes. Jesus Christ.
Or wearing shorts.
So
I spent like 3 hours. I Googled what the setting was, and I was like,
I destroyed his sound system.
Start from scratch, I guess. Let's fucking reset this bitch.
Tear the whole thing out.
It wasn't until we moved to this new place and he rehooked up the sound system that it started working right again.
It was completely.
Only thing I don't like sharing the Netflix is like when you're going to like rewatch something that's on your recently watched, and then it's like you don't see it. It's like Twilight. And fucking stuff.
Yeah.
That, and you're like, where's my show that
I gave my parents my Netflix password so they could watch the new Arrested Development.
Get them to the
And I told them, I was like, whatever is in the recently watched, probably not mine. Just ignore it. I'm not watching Real Housewives. I'm not watching documentaries about shoes and bags. None of that is mine.
We have a new problem.
I don't mind any of the shows.
But he loves Devil Wears Prada.
It's a great movie.
No, it's the whole ironic.
What, you don't?
It's the whole ironic.
I'm a Notebook fan.
It's the whole ironicness of the whole fact that, like...
Irony.
Irony.
Words.
So irony of the fact that...
The ironicness of that statement.
No, I'm going to stick with...
Down south, that would work.
Just like him, I'm going to stick to my fucking guns. The ironicness of that story, right, is the fact that, like, you know...
They're like, ironicness, I know what he's saying.
The fact is, like, she got mad at me for not listening to her, but how many times I have to tell you the same specific thing?
Oh, I'm with you.
And the you didn't Pacific listen
thing.
To me.
I'm 100% with you. I'm
not Eastern Standard, the Pacific thing.
Specific thing.
Now, ironically, the specifics of the situation.
No, I didn't mean specifically at 10 o'clock. It comes on specifically at 10 o'clock.
Now, see, to cut through all the language here, but I'm newly single, so now it's like pouring out of me every little thing that ever bothered me about, like, every relationship I've ever had.
Stop walking out of the bathroom and leaving the light on.
It's absolutely true, though. It's like, oh, I dropped a sock when I was doing laundry. I didn't pick it up because I forgot it was there. That's the end of the fucking world. But then you fucking jack up all my electronics constantly. your cat took a piss on my computer.
That's a fucking spiteful cat. That's what that is.
We call that a cat.
No, she sent that cat on a mission. That cat was programmed to do that.
That cat hated me, so...
Cats are too smart, man. But they're spiteful like that. Well, they're like, oh, is this your shoe?
But wait, we haven't finished this round. It's Lou's turn. Tell me what the girl did or said.
Okay.
Obviously didn't put out.
I'm going to say he got home and she was watching Princess's Long Island, maybe.
That'll do it.
Or possibly burnt the roast.
Like
both.
How
she's
did you watch the last season of Walking Dead without me, bitch?
She burnt the roast because she was too busy watching Princesses
of Long Island.
Is that a show?
It is.
It's a show about these Jewish girls.
They wanted to call it Jap, and they can't do that, so they called it Princess of Long Island.
It makes me feel better about myself.
Oh, no. You know what I hate? Every time they do something, first of all, it's making me anti-Semitic.
Yeah, I don't like
that's
that.
She's like, my Shabbat Shalom, we're going to have the party today.
Oh, my God, that's what the
my nose
like?
Is getting in the way of my microphone.
Yes.
Jillian cleared out the den one day if she put that shit on.
Pete came in, and you guys were all outside, and I was watching. It went from Real Housewives of OC to New Jersey, and he came in, and I'm like, dude, I figured out how to exercise a man from any place you don't want to be. Just turn on Bravo. He's like, in all honesty, I am feeling quite repelled from this area right now. You know,
the room.
This show makes me want to eat a bagel.
Yeah, the room smelled like tanning lotion and
the worst.
I can't even follow it up. Yeah. My brain went blank.
The worst is every time they do something, they're like, oh, everyone on Long Island does this. And then they do it. Everyone on Long Island has these parties where they
Shabbat. His accent is so great. Yeah. No,
Every time, the one bitch, she's exactly like fucking Stan's mom. All I picture is like, what?
No, that's just, they go in any place to go. Anytime they talk, immediately you start talking to a guy, are you Jewish? I just, bitch, you're in Connecticut. Do you think he's Jewish? No, you're outside Mystic, Connecticut. No one here is Jewish.
And the short, ugly, old one that really wants to bang her dad.
That's the one.
Like, oh, like, so dad.
Oh, my God. You guys know way too much about this show.
What?
I need you to show it to me so
he's
I know.
Married, and I have a girlfriend that watches it.
I need
so
you guys
like kind of force into
you
it.
You guys got to show it to me so well, I can point out the faces.
You know
so
what?
If I see them on Long Island, I can headbutt them.
Damn. Welcome to the Jew Fort.
We need to get that sound clear.
They all hang out in like Muttontown and drive up and down Northern Boulevard in fucking like Westbury-ish area.
No,
I was
go to body
pretty convinced
English in the
that we run in very different circles.
They also hang out at in the Hamptons, they go to a place called Body English, which I'm guessing is fairly new.
I hate this world, and I want to see it burn. Mm.
Welcome
Let's do
to
some...
your island. No,
their
no, we're
world,
not.
Oh,
we're not,
oh, we're
done,
not done.
Let's go quickly. Lippy, what's yours?
Didn't I say already?
What was it?
I forgot.
Oh, you said it.
She
move
finished
on.
Watching Walking Dead without him.
That works.
Pete, what's yours?
I don't know. She talked.
Very good.
She didn't put out, obviously.
All the stuff we just mentioned. Yeah. All that shit.
Everything that happened.
And then the bitch left with some of my stuff. How's that?
No, and she slept with your best friend
definitely
or brother or something
like that.
Definitely
left with my favorite hoodie.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, now we're ready.
Let's do some price of admission.
Whew.
Price of admission, G.
Oh, I forgot to do the thing.
Bruh. Yeah. Run that shit.
I'm Rashia, queen of IRX tax fraud.
All right. CPD ain't getting that on me.
Let's do the movies for the week. In a summer filled with big blockbusters and movies that I've been dying to see, this is a really rough week.
Yeah, both movies were kind of lame. They came
is
out,
Red so. 2 out yet?
That's our first one.
I like the first one, but that's a movie that didn't need a sequel.
It doesn't need a sequel.
I still think it's good. It's got good enough character. Like, the actors in it are good enough. Where
the actors
it's
are
like,
good.
It's like they could do shit movies, but because of the quality of their acting,
I'm
going
to tell you right now, like, I like the first one, but that's not a whole world I want to revisit.
I'm just a huge Bruce Willis fan, so anything, him and, like, Marky Mark, anything they're in is good to me.
Mark, well, I mean, I like him. Like, but
what like the big hit is one of my favorite.
The big
movies.
Hit is great. But
he's
then,
such a Wahlberg fan that he can call him Marky Mark.
Yeah.
What about that video game movie he did that was
Max Payne?
Max Payne. I didn't see it.
That's a piece of shit. Avoid that if you're a fan.
I didn't even really like the game. So.
Right, this well, Red 2 again. We've seen the old people kicking ass. We get it. Rotten Tomatoes gives it 40%. Directed by Dean Parasot, who. Directed some.
Did he do the last one?
No.
Oh, I hate when they change directors.
No, but
stuff.
The director
oddly
moved on.
Enough, oddly enough, the director of the other movie coming out this week, R.I.P.D., did direct Red One.
You mean Men in Black Ghostbusters?
Yes. Starring Rooster Cogburn.
Oh my god, that was a question in the game we played. It was Rooster Cogburn.
But the director did Galaxy Quest, which I love. Fun with Dick and Jane, which I thought
was like
a
fun.
Movie.
I was a big Men in Black fan. I liked all three of them.
So. Oh,
my
no, no.
God,
oh, okay, now
fucking stupid.
We didn't finish the Red 2 thing. Like, does anybody have any interest in seeing this?
I'm going to see it.
I haven't seen it.
My
phone.
I will.
I, do,
I'll I guess. You know what? It's definitely if it comes to me.
I will not pay to see it.
Like, if yes. I won't even.
That's
seek
my
it.
Question.
I
will you
seek it
pay
out.
Money?
They will not get
no,
my money
to see this in any capacity.
No.
I gotta buy bagels.
If this will be like, oh, if it's on HBO, Showtime, you know, Stars, I'll be like, oh, well, I saw the first one was all right. Let me check out.
You got an hour and a half to kill, kind of thing.
Yeah, I will not seek this movie out. It's not like I'm looking forward to it at all. The first one was all right.
Lou,
I hate things that empower old people.
The Expendables, sorry,
like
the worst
early,
thing
you say
to
that
happen.
Now until you get to the old
like
person.
Early
like,
bird
fuck
dinners.
Yeah, 60 and kicking, shooting guns.
Leave them on an iceberg, send them out to drift, and let nature take its course. Is what Lou's movie would be.
I can see Lou. I see Lou at 30 and he barely moves.
Lou.
I can see him at 60 just being like, go without me.
Lou hates.
I'm irrelevant.
But I'm not like, oh, I'm the best, and I can still kick you. You know,
I'm still insane.
Right in the testicles.
Yeah. Lou hates like.
Let's
fucking,
take down his terrorists.
Lou hates Social Security and early bird dinners. He hates Morrison's.
Just hate the premise.
It's like
he's
the diner before
fucks,
3 o'clock
you know?
Is my hell.
Bruce Willis isn't that old.
He's like 60.
Old.
What? Yeah, he's crazy.
He may
old.
Look like a spring chicken next to those
he definitely
fucking
does
mummies.
Bro, he's like superimposed in these movies at this point.
Well, you put him next to John Malkovich and Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
He looks pretty fit.
But
Brian Cox. Right by the way, porn. I saw that new G.I. Joe movie.
It's
they tried to make him a terrible. Badass in that too. It did not work.
It was bad.
That's the most forgettable movie ever made. It's so fucking.
I was like, oh, The Rock. This sucks.
Oh, I wonder if he's gonna win. Yep, he won. Okay, moving on. R.I.P.D. We already started talking about it. This looks like a fucking piece of shit.
It looks really stupid.
58 years old. Damn.
I liked Men in Black and I liked Ghostbusters. We didn't need to mush them up. And when you look at the poster to this movie, it's the exact Men in Black poster. What it's the same it? Fucking thing.
What movie is this?
This is R.I.P.D.
It's a comic,
oh,
right?
Oh, doesn't matter. It has Ryan Reynolds in it. Love it.
And I want to see Turbo.
We're getting to that. Stop jumping ahead. Jesus. But R.I.P.D., we should wrap this up. It's who is it? Jeff Bridges. It's Ryan Reynolds. They're still trying to convince us that Ryan Reynolds is a good actor. I'm
doesn't
still not
matter,
convinced.
He's hot.
That, yes, but again, if I was to
so
go see
Taylor
a movie,
Taylor Lautner's hot too. The guy's fucking paper
yes,
mache.
Taylor Lautner's hot.
It's like he's sheetrock. The best Taylor Lautner
matter.
Thing ever was in Ted at the end. All of the end, we set them fall and just blast Taylor Lautner for no reason.
Yeah, he's technically like, not in it. He's yeah, just he's somebody
like,
ripping on him.
He's like, oh, that kid lost a lot of weight, got a personal trainer, and became Taylor Lautner. The end movie. He's like, that was the last scene of the movie.
I find it funny when it comes to guys like Taylor Lautner that it's a big deal every movie he's in because it's like some sort of stunt casting. Like, it was a big deal that he was in Grown Ups 2. They're like, oh, guess who's in it? Taylor Lautner. And it's like, oh, my God. Oh, that's so funny. Like, nobody takes him seriously that's like, oh, he's just in that movie. It's always like, oh, those wacky guys, they put him in there.
I mean, he tried making a real movie and it failed.
Yeah, did you
he
see
tried
that
doing
piece
like
of
a
shit?
Bourne
no,
movie, right?
No, I didn't
like
yeah.
a Bourne type, like he's a secret agent.
Yeah, but he's 16 and you're not intimidated by him.
He's doofus. He's yeah, how he feels
I'm
about,
coming to get you, terrorist.
How Luke feels about Channing Tatum is how I feel about Taylor Lautner.
Heads out, the United States above the age of 13 and male feels about Taylor Lautner.
He just sucks. Like in that movie, I saw the Twilight movie, right? He was just like a cardboard cutout that
oh, the
they
first,
someone
first one.
Propped around the entire fucking movie yeah. that like next to Kirsten Stewart.
We're,
was
we're not paying you to talk. We're paying you to keep the shirt off, buddy.
Actually, in the first one, he never took his shirt off.
In the second one, he did, and yes. I was in the theater with my ex-girlfriend and her gay buddy. And when he took his shirt off, and all the audience went woo, there was
boom, one, yummy.
I was the one guy going shut up.
Actually, every time he takes his shirt off, I'm like, I'm creeped out because he's like my. Little brother's age, so I can't have any feelings
there
whatsoever.
Is a funny way to watch Twilight even though the movies blow the chick you gotta look at her acting as if she always has to vomit
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the other guy he always looks like he has to take a shit.
I remember watching it with said ex-girlfriend and the moment they kiss in the first movie I'm like these two
she's
people
up in her mouth.
Both look wildly uncomfortable yeah. Like she's on his foot and she's got a barf
and they dated for like 5 fucking years in real life. That's what's so great.
Oh god, that sex must have been awful to watch.
Well, we've talked enough about Twilight. R.I.P.D.
Well, it's on the same level to me. It's fucking Men in Black. 11% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't know why I'm getting shot down for liking Men in Black. I like those movies.
I like Men in Black
2
too.
And 3 are just
I like them both.
3 was not terrible. 3 was not terrible.
It was good.
Josh Brolin was good.
The whole point was that it's stupid and silly and like supposed to be unrealistic.
Now, yeah, I don't again, like how, any like, of
like,
those things.
Again, like how a big ass you're gonna get a big ass bullet coming out of a little noisy cricket.
All right, but they, I mean, like,
here's the thing about this movie though, and I don't know if this even was noticed by anybody else, but I heard somebody say it. Now I can't get it out of my head. Is okay, so they're Jeff Bridges and Ryan Reynolds, but then people see them as a hot chick
and an Asian
and an Asian dude.
Lopan.
No, it's
but,
Lopan.
Yeah,
Lopan. Yes, it's Lopan. And some hot chick. But for some reason, Jeff Bridges always has a cowboy hat that he keeps fixing. So is it just some blonde lady walking around adjusting a hat?
She's adjusting her hair. She's doing that blonde hair wave.
And yeah. Then meanwhile, Ryan Reynolds is an old Asian guy who's wearing a fucking hat. Flip him. That way it's not stupid when he keeps adjusting his hat. And stop playing Rooster Cogburn. It's the same guy from True Grit. It's the same fucking
he's
character,
right?
Right?
Exactly well, he
right.
Nailed it that time.
And I don't think I heard Ryan Reynolds say a word in the trailer. Like, I think he goes, let's do this. And that's it.
Well, because his voice was on loan for the next movie.
It's a, what?
His voice was working for the next movie.
Oh, that's right.
That's
next,
why he's insane.
See, I didn't even put that together because I forgot we had one more. We have Turbo. Lippy, you seem like this would be up your alley.
I want to see it. It's about racing. How could I not want to
I looked
see
at
it?
About snail racing.
I looked so at the descriptions for the other movie.
It's like a snail on coke.
Red 2 gives us two paragraphs. R.I.P.D. gives us a pretty solid chunk of description. Turbo goes,
what you see
Garden
is what
Snail
you get.
Dreams of Becoming Fast.
What you see is what you get.
This is it. Starring Ryan Reynolds, because trust me, eventually,
wow, he really does look
we're
like going to
make
Ray.
You like him.
Does he have an eye patch in R.I.P.D.?
No.
No?
That's the only
that's the defining difference between
nothing!
The two characters?
You've got nothing! Nothing!
He's got nothing.
He's so out of place, but it's great. Oh, it's the same. He even talks the same the whole day. The old Rooster Cogburn. He's like just a drunk cowboy.
I think in real life he's starting to like turn into his character.
No, have you ever heard him in real life?
Like, he went from the dude to the Rooster
he
Cogburn.
He is the dude in real life.
Is he?
I've been seeing interviews with him about this movie. He's, yeah, man. It's like,
oh, he's Chong.
It's a good movie, man. Yeah, he's a little Chong. Which I always thought the dude was a bit.
I mean, he's a Hollywood guy. He's allowed to smoke weed, so he probably is a pothead. Right. Especially making the movie like
do you get
where
that?
He was the dude.
Yeah.
Do you get that right when you get your SAG card? You're like, oh, now I can do weed.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty all much. Right. I'd imagine. So, Turbo, 66%, our highest rated movie of the week.
You know what? It probably is good. Every time I fucking bash one of these stupid Pixar or DreamWorks movies where I think it's going to be awful.
You and I both love, like, Above the Hedge.
No, they're all
the
good.
That was a good movie.
No, but I would say... Of 85% of the ones I have watched, really, the only one I thought sucked was Cars.
Well, can I say this?
I like Cars 2 as well.
This movie was directed.
It's about cars. I live and eat, sleep, and breathe cars.
They talk and they fucking have like adventures.
And played by Owen Wilson.
Shut
up. Okay. So the one thing I want to say is this movie was directed by David Soren, who did direct my least favorite animated movie of the past, I guess.
100 years.
I guess you would just call them the latest crop of animated movies, like these CGI movies. Mm-hmm. Shark Tale.
That was the Will Smith one, man. He sucks now.
That was a load of shit, that movie.
He hasn't done anything good probably since Men in Black. Really.
Will Smith?
Yeah.
What?
Nothing, man. Wild Wild West was the beginning of the end for him.
I Am Legend?
That wasn't that good.
That was all right. Wasn't great.
Like 6 pounds.
What about the one where his son was in, like, in
yeah, it
court?
Sucked. Trust me.
I like that one. Brian doesn't, but... That's kind of a small movie by comparison anyway.
Dude, every movie he's done since
I like
Men in
Will
Black.
Too.
He started the
what's slippery... wrong with you?
I like Will Smith.
That shit is basically Men in Black in the Wild West.
That movie's
that's
so
where
fucking...
Jeff Bridges' character comes from in R.I.P.D. It all comes full circle.
That movie is so fucking stupid. Like, I the Wild Wild West, you
I
like that movie?
Yeah, I did.
At what point were you like, damn, this is a good movie? Like,
I don't know.
The giant
like,
metal
well,
spider.
It's like when I see certain actors that I just like,
the subtle racism.
Suck. Like, I still like
that. Was it the fact that he still talks like he's from our time, even though he's in the Wild West?
He's like, yeah, show you
time.
Right, son.
Our time.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you with my six shooter.
When Jim West goes, damn, son, I run this bitch.
Yeah. Or, was it this, or was it the Cisco song, Wild
I don't know
Wild
about
West.
You, but I make this hat look good.
Oh, yeah, it was front credits. Wow, wow, wicka, wicka, wow, wow. This is magic.
I'm really racking my brain for like a good Will Smith movie.
There hasn't been one since Men in Black.
Can anybody come up with one?
No.
No.
He hasn't done anything good.
They've all been either so-so or bad.
It's true. I don't know why.
He's been going super downhill ever since, like, me and Jaden are going to do movies.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
But even
I couldn't get through that.
He's
Earth
a step
movie.
Away.
I got through literally like 15 minutes of the Earth movie, and I was like,
"Oh, you
awful.
Even bothered to try it?
It's on my phone." It's
M. Night Shyamalan sneaked his way in that movie. He's like, "Don't tell anybody."
What the twist?
That's the twist. Is that he directed?
What's the twist.
It's like, wait, who directed this piece of shit? Fucking
fuck that dude! I hate the town. I was so mad at the end of that movie.
Which movie?
The Town.
That's a great movie.
No, it's not.
No, he's talking about
village.
The Village.
The Village.
Oh, the Town's the Ben Affleck one.
No,
that's
no,
a good
no,
that
one was good. No, the Village where they were just like, oh, it's current day. I was like, why did I just watch this whole stupid
movie? You walk into
movie?
A Shyamalan movie, isn't everyone's like when you back when we actually would watch these pieces of shit? Wasn't the whole game like figure out the twist before the end of the movie?
Yeah, and I got The Village in first 5 minutes. I was like, yep.
Dude, I remember watching that with Pete D, and he's like. Literally, like a third of the way through the movie, he's like, they're in regular time, like, we're now times. I was like, that can't be it. It's too stupid. I refuse. I was like,
that's too stupid.
I was like, if that is it, I'm done with this guy forever. And it turned out to be it. And I didn't even watch after she jumped over that fence and went on the road. I was like, I turned the movie off. I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Fucking, this is dumb.
I think the only one I couldn't guess was Signs because there was no logical reason for water to affect
water!
The water thing is Swing Away Billy, where the fuck is he?
How great would it have been in that movie, right? That little alien had that little kid with a little gas like needle to his face.
That was so stupid.
And instead of hitting those bottles of water, he just clobbered him to death. Just beat the hell out of him. I was like, bats is their secret fucking...
it's their weakness.
It's their weakness.
Pummel
them to the head.
All they have is stupid little gas ports in their fucking wrists.
I like iRobot.
First of all, that's one of the weaker... like animated movies, and
that's not even animated.
It's not animated.
iRobot. I'm thinking of robots.
No.
That was
iRobot. Like,
oh, iRobot was all right.
With the again, was it David I. Pierce? Is the
David I. Pierce was the voice
the voice of the robot? Yeah? I think, yeah.
But again, that's again like completely forget. You have to Wikipedia that or IMDb that to be remember it.
That's what I just did.
Yeah, it wasn't like iRobot, and even if you said iRobot,
I like Hancock. Eh.
Hancock.
I like
good.
The first Hancock half of Hancock.
Yeah, then it
like
got weird.
The second half of that movie goes bad. I don't
Hitch
like
was funny. Hitch
yeah,
was
we,
funny.
Yeah, we saw that together.
No, me and Lou voted down on that one.
I like every Bad Boys.
Even those don't do it for me. I hate Martin Lawrence.
The
so
second
much.
One was not nearly as good as the first one.
I didn't see Ali, but I would assume that that was good.
Ali.
Stop.
I would
just
assume.
Stop. You're the fucking devil's advocate, man.
Enemy of the State. Now we're getting into
no,
the 90s.
Enemy of the State, no.
Oh, Christ.
You got Independence Day?
Oh, that was before Men in Black.
We're back to 94.
Yeah, I'm
in
96.
Yeah. And I hear he's not even going to be in the sequel that they're, for some reason, making.
Everyone aged very badly over the last 2 years.
Well, I don't know. Jeff Goldblum still looks the same age.
Like, yeah, my girl looked... worked with Jeff Goldblum, like, I'm going to say, like, 5 months ago.
He looked
he's mad cool.
Dirt.
He looks,
like, back then.
Pretty normal.
The aliens have come back with Norton's antivirus system this time. There's no chance.
That's all it takes. McAfee, take that.
Boom. It's like you guys are defeated. You can't even get, like,
God
a
damn
PC
it,
to talk to
firewall.
With a Mac. Let alone they had a piece. They had, like, alien technology talk to, like, whatever 1995 laptop they had.
I know, right? I can barely get my iTunes library to sync if I'm on a different computer.
It's like, oh, they have a dial-up port. Let's plug in. Fucking download.
It's like, wait. They're sending a fax. We got to wait.
Wait.
We got to wait. The phone line's tied up. I don't know what to do either.
God damn it. They built a firewall. Shit.
He's talking to his grandma. I know. We can't get online access yet. Stupid AOL.
Anyone got one of those CDs? I need some hours.
I burnt it on a 3.5 floppy. Hopefully they have a reader for this.
I remember that was so old that I remember I bought one of the Jets because it was an awesome fucking thing. And it came with a floppy disk that like put
it was a game.
It was a game.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I had the alien ship.
Yeah. By the way, the toys, like the ships in that, were like the coolest toys ever, any fucking toy I've ever owned. I was like, wow, that is fucking cool.
But speaking of movies like that, though, like big bombastic action sci-fi movies, it's not doing good business, but everyone should go see Pacific Rim, right?
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
We actually saw it, I'm going to probably mention it again on the next podcast, too, but we saw it, and at the theater, everyone was a massive amount of people there. Everyone's like, oh, it's sold out. I'm like, fuck, man, we're going to get seats. And I saw that everyone was going for Grown Ups too. I was like, for real?
I hate this world, man.
Not that I like Adam Sandler, but I was like, that movie's fucking selling out on a Friday, on a Saturday night?
I know. It's just
Pacific Rim is like Super Godzilla versus Mecha Godzilla.
It was just a niche audience that wanted to see it.
But it's so good. It's so freaking good.
By the way,
I bet it is.
And that was the movie I walked out of going, I'm going to buy every toy.
And by the way, ladies, I know you're reading Us Weekly and Star and Marie Claire and all saying, oh, it's so stupid. I don't know what the hell's up these girls' vaginas, but this movie had everything that we would want. It had action. It had this kind of loving plot line. It was great. I loved it more than Great Gatsby.
There was a point in the movie, too, where the main character, I keep calling him Jax.
He's Jax. Jax
Teller.
I forget his name from the movie. Because it was something weird, but when Jack Sellers walking around without a shirt on, the girl in front of me who had to be the girl in front of us had
15,
to be
15, 16, 17,
late teens. She gave that Brian. I was like, all right.
She hadn't learned how to do the internal suck where I do. Don't hurt me, do that.
What are you gonna throw up?
No.
It's like a Taylor Lautner trying to kiss somebody.
Chicks
it's
don't either, even have to make a sound; they get wet. It's silent.
She made the sound.
No, it's
she straight up was like,
the whole place gets humid. Yeah.
We weren't at wet right now. We were at. I'm there.
It's like a flower. You have to unravel.
I love John Leguizamo.
I think this all stemmed from Turbo.
Yeah.
And, I realistically
snails to vaginas looking like flowers.
All these movies that I always say are going to be terrible, and I end up watching them, they end up being pretty good.
I like rolled my eyes at both Kung Fu Pandas.
Do you guys do Despicable
and
Me too?
And I still fucking love those movies.
Kung Fu Pandas. both of them are off.
It was so good that it spawned a TV show.
Hey, man, like look, you're talking to a guy who, when I need a good cry, How to Train Your Dragon.
You know, that's a great movie. I cried to Fantasia while I was eating mushrooms.
That is the stupidest movie
I've ever seen. Eating mushrooms.
I was saying he's eating mushrooms, for God's sakes. What did you catch?
It was Ed Monsters, Inc. I cried to.
If you go to Netflix, whatever you do, don't watch Chopkick Panda.
Nobody would. Why would anybody do that? And why would anybody do this?
And two, you know, these movies are either like a quick cash grab or they're great. And I got a feeling this is a cash grab because what could you possibly see in this movie?
Like some absentee parent comes home from like the drugstore with a present. Like, oh, Chopkick Panda. That's what you wanted, right, kid?
Oh, on an awesome note, in November, they're coming out with a Calvin and Hobbes documentary movie.
I heard about this, yes.
Nothing to do with Bill Watterson, but...
I'm glad they're doing it.
Yeah, about to, hopefully it'll light a fire under Bill Watterson's ass and see what type of fan base he has and maybe have him get on
the guy's got to know, right?
He's sure he knows. Just he's weird. Just pissed. He's like that, like, it's all too corporate for him. Like, it's he's just against it.
Right.
But I mean, at this point, I'm sure he's run out of the Calvin and Hobbes money.
Yeah, so. I mean, even Harvey Pekar eventually caved and had American...
Who is it? The guy from The Far Side is trying to get...
Gary Larson?
Yeah, he's trying to get Bill Watterson to get off his ass.
I hope they do something. I'd watch the doc.
All the local funny guys, like, and a little like crew.
Well, yeah. From what I was seeing on the preview...
They gather together on Charles Schultz's birthday.
He was like an inspiration to them for them to do better. Like, because how lyrical they were with Calvin and Hobbes, like, it really set the bar high for the standards of intelligence with comics, and they liked that.
Right on.
Sorry. Yeah. I saw it the other day. It's cool. It's really important to me, because that's, like, my pastime shitting reading.
It's cool. No, I love Calvin and Hobbes. I'm on board.
I was a big fan when I was younger, yeah.
I don't know if you want to pull it up. There's one more movie that came out that was so semi-big, The Conjuring.
Oh, The Conjuring, yeah. Ooh. I didn't judge
You're all pussies if you're scared of this movie.
This is the dude who made the first Saw movie.
I didn't like the first one, but the second Saw movie was all right.
It's just good for the ultra-violence.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What?
The second one was like a group of people who was trapped in the building trying to find out, and the twist at the end was pretty cool. Like, the first movie was just like...
Yeah, once you see it, you can only watch it once.
And then, like, 4, 5, and 6 was just like, we're going to put them in different situations and kill them.
4, 5, and 6 is like, look, we're just going to throw a lot of blood.
Yeah. We need money.
Yeah, we need money.
We need lots of money.
You've got to go through this pile of hypodermic needles.
How many are they going to let us make?
That's why they throw it's like
exactly what's going on right now with every other horror franchise. Look at Paranormal Activity. Diminishing returns.
I can't believe I'm stupid enough to watch that each time.
Me too. No, every time.
The last one, I was like, "What am I doing?"
No, the first three I really liked, and then this last one was total trash. Like, I just want to see how the story ends at this point. I just want to see like
it's just not much of a story.
They're famous because it's a low budget movie that they.
But the actual story, like, I want to see what the demon's end game here. Like what's the deal? Like, why does he want the kid so bad?
To burn him and snort his ashes.
But they're never
going to
get
their coke.
Because I was promised him, just like I was promised Sookie. I was promised something and I want it.
Sookie.
All right. Conjuring is riding high at an 85.
Really?
Really.
Hell yeah.
I've actually heard about this movie months ago, and they said it was supposed to be really good.
Yeah, my
now,
girl
this
wants
is the guy
it.
Who did, like I said, the first Saw movie, and he also did Insidious, which I enjoyed.
I like this
Insidious,
lot.
That got me.
Which?
That's where Insidious. The boy was the devil or something? What? Like, it was about the boy?
Where they could, like...
No. The boy goes into the astral plane.
Both he and the father.
Oh, yeah. I remember
himself.
That.
He's getting chased around by the dude with the red face.
Yeah.
So
it's like Poltergeist. They're like, come to the light.
This is actually the next one to fall is Insidious because now it's Insidious Part 2.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
And now we're going to get a new Insidious every year.
No, wait. Are they going to actually pick up with the creepy... By the way, spoiler. You should have seen it by now. The creepy old lady had taken over the man's body when he went in to get his
son. Isn't that how it ends? Like,
yeah, the old lady's in his body
He kills
body
the
now.
Good lady and he's possessed by the witch.
I've grown tits. Yeah.
Not the witch.
They're gross.
Just the old lady. She's like, oh, what's in my pants? It's disgusting.
This is horrible. So I'd see this. I'd see The Conjuring.
It looks pretty cool. This is not a movie I'm going to like seek out, but when it's out on DVD, probably around October.
Julian's your birthday party night. Versus
it's nice how they're just
Conjuring.
Like, it's like movie, ejaculate to DVD in less than a month.
I like it.
Ejaculate to DVD.
That's great.
I'm going through the reviews real quick, and they all say the same thing. They're like, this is just good, old-fashioned, creepy
horror. I peed my pants. I was scared.
It's not like Mama, where that one was
Mama.
Called?
Ugh.
Mama.
Not no, like... the commercials on this, I actually, you know, I saw the trails for it for a while ago, and it looked like it was going to be
a girl
a cool
by the hair and
movie.
Throws her against the wall. That's pretty crazy.
That she burnt the roast.
Oh, that's the chick from So I Married an Axe Murderer. That's the chick in the end. That's the one with a who's the guy that played fucking
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers.
Yeah. That's the chick who was the bad girl at the end with the with the hatchet on top of the roof.
Yeah, thank God his Mike sister. Myers is making me more movies, man.
Well, the Love Guru.
He
took
can voice
out.
Over. Love Guru was bad.
That's a bad movie.
Horrible movie.
Yeah,
but terrible. Yet you know Sandler turns out 10 of those a year, and we still let him make fucking movies. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. I like you know Mike Myers. I like the first two Austin Powers, and then I like, you know, Wayne's World.
I like both Wayne's Worlds.
Both Wayne's Worlds.
Great. I like the first two Austin Powers.
But, like, his...
So
like,
I Married an Axe Murderer?
I was talking about Axe Murderer again. Like, I liked a lot of his old stuff. And then, like, I don't know, he just kept getting, like, he's got annoying to me after a while.
Wait, I know you hate Adam Sandler, but that movie where he was the dude all about hummus, that was kind of
That's
funny.
Awful. That's my
Zohan?
Least.
No.
That's one I couldn't get through.
The Zohan movie was funny. Like,
five minutes into that movie, I'm like, I get it. He loves hummus.
I get it.
He's awesome.
Like every day.
And I should mention, I mentioned it before the show, but I did watch about 20 minutes to a half hour of the first Grown Ups just to have a little taste. And it was the water park scene where they're going down a zip line. And of course, Adam Sandler, because he's fucking Adam Sandler, he does like this twirl around move and then a flip. And then he lands in the pool perfectly like a professional diver. And then there goes Steve Buscemi and he rams right into a snack cart. And I'm like, oh, fuck this movie. Fuck these people.
Some real Sandler hatred.
Nookie Thompson, isn't that fucking...
I was saying, what's his name? Boardwalk.
To lower Nookie Thompson to that level. It's just disgusting. Boardwalk well, meanwhile, he's got
Boardwalk.
A... Sandler, who's sitting there writing a script, goes, I'm going to be the shit again. He's J. Pilgrim.
Adam Sandler and that...
I'm rich!
Yep.
That Zohan movie, right. Well, the 10 minutes I watched made me anti-Semitic.
Let's get off Sandler, because we go down this rabbit hole.
Yeah, I hate Jews.
I do have one little piece of TV thing that I thought was really cool, and you guys can look this up. Game of Thrones is premiering in England, and the promotional stunt that they did was awesome. They dropped off a giant dragon skull about 40 feet long, 8 feet wide, and 9 feet tall on the beach and just walked away.
Walk away. Just
take that, Adult Swim. Yeah. Take that, fucking Aqua Teen.
Yeah. This is a gigantic, awesome-looking dragon skull that people... not know what the fuck was up with this thing.
Although, on Aqua Teen's defense, they thought they were fucking terrorists.
Wait, just a real quick question. HBO doesn't premiere at the same time as in different countries?
Like apparently not, because it just says for the premiere.
They have a different set of Netflix stuff.
Trailer Park Boys really? Season 8, motherfuckers, coming
soon. I have
soon.
To wait forever for fucking Downton Abbey. You can wait a few months for freaking Game of Thrones. Right?
You're actually even. Watching the BBC America, though, right?
No,
I must
I
be
can't.
The only one who doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
No?
You are the
I
only one.
I have no idea what that show is
about. No, it's on PBS.
I know they have a midget, and that's about
it. It's a great show. You should try it.
And apparently the midget's badass.
You should watch it.
I know Paul...
What?
Nothing.
That's all I'm going to say?
I know
midget
Paul,
with nunchucks.
I know Paul Giamatti doing the next season of Downton Abbey.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, what?
Last week. Remember during our Downton Abbey conversation?
That's a dude that really
actually,
doesn't make bad movies.
I actually just want to mention right now that this week is San Diego Comic Con, and did you see the preview for Electro?
Yes, I did.
It looked awesome.
I'm waiting to talk about Comic Con stuff till it wraps up.
Oh.
But, right. Yeah, that looks
why
really...
Why? Just because it's a movie.
It looks really cool. Yeah. I watched a couple of really nice Comic Con pieces of footage coming out. Oh, like the big news out of the Superman camp. Zack Snyder has hinted about what the new Man of Steel is going to be.
They're doing Superman Batman.
That's right.
Who's Batman?
He didn't come out and say, we're doing Superman Batman, but he goes, I have a quote for you that will pretty much tell you what the plot of the next movie is. And he reads the quote from the end of The Dark Knight Returns, where it's, remember, Clark, when you're grasping at your throat, the one man who beat you. And he read that whole thing. And that's all they left it at. So it was like,
that's fucking awesome.
That's how they're going to introduce it. So I went and watched the animated movie twice. And I'm pretty excited.
Makes me feel pretty lame for looking forward to the Supernatural panel.
No, Lou likes that show, right?
I do, but it jumped a shark.
I haven't watched the jump shark portion. I'm in the early years.
Well, they're fucking fighting super lawyers, so.
Oh, they went Angel with it? Oh, crap.
Well, the enemies are like these shapeshifters who have decided to shapeshift into like CEOs.
By the way, shapeshifters are always... pains in the ass.
So they're fighting fucking...
My superpower is the objection.
My superpower is...
I'm rich!
Basically.
That's more crazy than like a werewolf. It's like...
Sharknado.
I make armies move, bitch.
They weren't
Supernatural
they weren't
versus
fighting
Sharknado.
Werewolf. They're fighting demons that like kill mothers and kidnap children or some shit
they
like
need
that.
To fight Sharknados at this point.
They pretty much stopped that. It used to be like every episode... They'd fight a different thing and then keep going.
Getting closer and closer to
the
demon.
And they'd spend like 5 minutes on a big enemy. this time it's like constant super lawyers. I'm just not digging it.
They just saved it for the
They're constantly getting sued all over the place.
People left and right.
The writers are going with, they're good looking, the girls are hooked to it.
They are. I mean, like, they're like, oh no, he's passing a new law.
Like, no, they're going to veto it.
I'm being sequestered.
You two have been served.
Objection.
Is there like only weakness, like the judge and his gavel?
Filibuster.
I want to filibuster for 12 hours. See how you like that shit.
Yeah. My one weakness. No.
And my, like, time is important.
Their new ally is a guy who's like cuckoo for fucking
Cocoa Puffs.
He's like one of those fucking conspiracy theory guys with the big glasses, and he loves computers. And
he's a lucky
guy. Can we get a fallen angel again? God damn it.
No paper trails.
No, Dave Boreanaz doesn't need
No. Not, he wasn't a fallen angel. He's a vampire. Duh.
Not Angel, the character.
We're talking about a literal fallen angel.
Angel, Bones, whatever. That guy's got fucking more work than he does.
I still catch up that year where it was like the angels and the war. I love angel war movies. Awesome.
His career should have ended at Buffy.
His career
no,
stopped.
But he's on Bones now.
He was
now.
On Buffy, and he was like 35.
He's on Bones now. That shit won't end.
That show is awful.
Bones is like the most cringingly bad show I've ever seen.
It's unwatchable.
Life. Yeah.
I don't know how that shit's still going.
Because when you're unemployed, USA and TNT are the most amazing channels ever.
They're horrific channels.
You know what it is? I think it's kind of like JAG, where old people love it.
A doctor Quinn, medicine woman.
My grandfather watches JAG. I'm like, you watch
JAG? JAG is still on, by the way?
He watched it 10 years ago when it was on.
I imagine. I mean, he's probably moved on to Bones.
I remember he used to pull me aside and be like, you seen this JAG? You see the chick in that show?
Mm. She's a grandma now.
I know where you got that shit.
I think I did.
Well, we're coming up on a two-hour mark, and we got it. No?
That was 2 hours?
It's an hour 15 minutes.
Hour 15? Yeah. My clock's off. I thought we started.
Well, the sign's real clear. Wrap it up, B.
Yeah,
double bag it.
Well, we got a Pacific Rim thing to record, so
this is true.
Yeah.
Why don't we get on that? Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody got anything to add?
Comic Con's this week.
Oh, San Diego.
Yeah.
I did what I told you I was gonna do and watched Hansel and Gretel Get Baked.
Okay.
Really bad.
Well, yeah.
But you know what? It was that kind of B movie where they do have a budget. But there are just no laughs.
Lou, you got to learn what these titles mean.
No, because some of them are great. Like
you're not going to go see Atlantic Rim, are you?
Chupacabra Terror. I might.
Sharknado.
I might.
Was it American Warship?
That shit is
Gulf of Mexico Rim.
Yes, because I kind of enjoyed that one a little bit. And you know, if they have like Rock'em Sock'em Robots fighting in a bathtub, I'll be happy.
They did have that movie. Hugh Jackman was in it.
Yeah.
That was actually a good movie.
I liked it, too.
Real Steel?
It was
Real
good.
Steel. Real Steel.
A good flick.
But it wasn't a true B movie.
So you're let down.
Yeah, it was just people glorifying weed.
Oh, so it's literally getting bad.
Oh,
I like weed as much as the next pothead, but like if the movie was just called Weed, I would expect it to be kind of shitty.
Yeah.
It was nothing but weed on screen for 90 minutes. It won every award.
That two guys is giggling.
Maui
Wowie. Fucking get more chips.
I mean, I would watch like Beavis and Butthead get high.
It's just that's Beavis just and Butthead. Butthead.
They get smart. It's like weed has the opposite effect on
them. So they're doing like
I was always under the impression they were kind of stoned.
Oh, yeah. They didn't show the parts where they smoke up, but they just.
They're like, hey, Butthead, I just smoked this. You know, E equals MC squared. He's like, totally, dude. Totally.
Einstein had it wrong. It was theory, actually
theory of relativity, dude.
You left out the.
I just proved the Pythagorean theorem.
Beta and bring her to me.
Don't be stupid, Beavis. It's E equals MC to the exponent of squared.
Okay, that's enough Beavis and Butthead fucking impressions.
Yeah.
I'm going for my fucking voiceover job.
Fart knocker.
You still pursuing that thing?
Not in the least.
I mean, good.
I got into the ironworkers. It don't matter.
Okay. All right. That seemed like a little bit of a pipe dream.
For 10 grand a week, I'll smoke that pipe.
All right.
That sounds fucking gay.
I don't know what to make of that. You heard it here. Lippy will do anything for money.
I mean,
money.
It's a good starting price, I guess. I don't know.
I heard literally, for 10 grand a week, I'll smoke that pipe.
Yeah. I'll play the skin flute. No. More of a lift. I'll smoke that pipe.
Hey.
Boom! Yummy!
All right, let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
All right, so follow us on Twitter @PIBComics. Email us at pandablackcomics@gmail.com. Visit our website, paintedblackcomics.com. I think you're starting to see the theme here. Like us on Facebook. Tell a friend if you like the show. Also, be sure to listen to our other shows, Brian on Disenfranchised.
We back.
And me, Brian, and Dan on A-Squad.
We were always there.
And yeah, we haven't gone anywhere. We're taking a week off, just for the record. Show's being retooled, but it will be back next week, according to Dan, who called me yesterday in kind of a panic about it. So that's about it.
We need to retool.
Oh, no.
It's not there yet.
Oh, no.
I'm not comfortable yet.
Come see us at Comic-Con.
Well, yeah, Comic-Con, weekend of October 10th, Jacob Javits Center, New York. Do you have that booth number?
I never bring it in here, but we're in the news floor, whatever that is.
Yeah, we'll put up details as we get closer. We got a few months away.
Yeah.
And books are almost done, so.
What was it? We got The Hallowed and Hand of God coming out with our old book, Lessons Learned.
He had to look on the wall, squint his wrote eyes, the fucking and read the thing, title.
Dude. You wrote the story.
Pure genius doesn't look backward, we look forward.
No comment.
Look to the future.
All right, let's call it a day.
All
right, so for myself, Pete Berg, for Lippy, Lou, Brian, and Jillian, close the door behind you.